Guys, welcome to another episode of Tariq Radio. I am your gracious host. My name is Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in, ladies and gentlemen. I need y'all to hit that thumbs up button, hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, ladies and gentlemen. And I need you to retweet and repost the link to this broadcast to let everybody know that we're live right now. While everybody's gathering in the room, we're going to take that real quick commercial break so you guys don't move a muscle. Because we will be right back, ladies and gentlemen, right here on Tariq Radio.
Listen up, Squares. You need to get the legendary book on game, The Art of Mackin', by author Tariq King Flex Nasheed. Available on Amazon right now. Can you dig it? This book has been a bestseller for 20 years, Jack. And the New York Times called it a classic. That means it's out of sight. So this book ain't for no lames who ain't trying to learn the game, jive turkeys. So if you're ready to stop slacking in your mackin', get The Art of Mackin' book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble right now, sucker. Rated PG, that stands for plenty of game, jive chumps.
Are you looking to start your own business? Millions of brothers have turned to eBay to escape the rat race. Become your own boss and get the Power Seller Research eBook. It's a comprehensive, step-by-step guide that explains how to start an eBay business. The website is powersellerresearch.com. Again, that's powersellerresearch.com.
Hey, I'm Marcus. I've been working a dead-end job for years and have been depressed. But then, a friend recommended a book, reading Guide to Being Black in IT. I read the book and the author took me through scenarios and gave me tips, which took an hour. I practiced using Cloud Labs, got certified, revised my resume, applied for some IT contracts, and got the job. If you're looking to get into IT, or even in the field, now this is a must-read book. Go to www.beingblackinit.com.
You need to check out Divine Essential Minerals. That's the black-owned vitamins and mineral supplement business that offers a variety of high-quality vitamins and minerals in capsule form. Capsules such as sea moss, infused with bladderwrack and burdock root, elderberry, lion's mane, dandelion root, and many, many more. Use the code Tariq15 to get 15% off at checkout. Invest in your healthcare and your self-care right now by going to DivineEMinerals.com. That's DivineEMinerals.com.
Bro, stop playing and start spraying. Leave a op on the ground where you stand. At all costs, yeah, make sure you protect it. Old goon juice, the formula been tested. You can defend yourself if you find that you need a little help. Gotta stay ready, ain't no love in the street. Pepper spray straight to the face, make them get weak. Get it at ogoonjuice.com. If they thinking you slipping, then tell them to come get them some. If you packing this, you won't be lacking. A shot to the eye in them problems you having. Maximal strip, hit them haters on ground, so you can feel free when you out in the town. Ogoon juice, and don't forget a shirt, man. You gotta stay ready, that evil on lurk. Yeah.
Okay. You are now tuned into the legendary OG. Tariq Nasheed.
I want to apologize to all my friends.
On Tariq Radio.
Where is Tariq getting all this cash?
Oh, yeah. We back, guys. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. Glad to have everybody tuning in. What is going on with the family? Hope you guys had a very productive week, ladies and gentlemen. I hope your week was very, very productive. A lot of stuff we're going to chop up game about tonight. And shout out to everybody who was giving some insight on the mural that we got going on. I thank everybody for that. Anyway, let me talk about some real stuff here. Now, people are saying I'm trending again today. I've been trending on Twitter all week. I don't know why. I've been trending on Twitter. I don't know if it's because people have a bunch of rumors about me, but I know FBA, that was trending yesterday. I was trending, and they said I'm trending somewhere today. I don't know. But what's interesting, I keep hearing that I keep trending. I've been trending ever since I've announced that we're going to have that rally in Washington. When I announced that we're having the rally in Washington, all of a sudden I'm trending. FBA is trending. These random attacks against me are ramping up. So again, you're going to see slander and all of that stuff coming up, especially closer to the event. But, you know, that's what it is. So just giving people a heads up now. You're about to see a bunch of slander and random attacks and a lot of you see all of these people making these pages and these Twitter spaces and YouTube videos. Know that a lot of these people are ops. Whenever we do some type of significant event, you know, they pop out of the woodworks and they play their hand. So that's what it is. Somebody's dropping a name in the room. Oh yeah, we're gonna get on rolling in a minute. Somebody, is FBA trending now? Okay. Somebody said that FBA is trending now. I got to look and see what's going on with that. But I'm looking on Twitter now trying to see while I'm talking. There's so much stuff going on. There's a bunch of threads about FBA on Twitter space right now. So, you know, the movement is heavy right now. The movement is heavy right now, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. So the game is real right now. Anywho, and a lot of, yeah, I'm looking on Twitter space now. Somebody said I'm trending now. Okay. So I'm looking at Twitter space now, and you got some of these Democratic shills making these threads. I'm looking at that right now. So, yeah, I'm looking at some of these Democratic shills. Okay. Yeah, these people, look. Right after we announced that we're going to have that rally, they've sent the Democratic shills out like crazy. All right. Now, somebody talking about this Tara Perry person who's, I think, a Democratic shill. Okay, so, again, these people are tipping their hands now. I was on Twitter space, multiple Twitter spaces yesterday, shutting down a lot of the shill talk and the wheel spinisms. You see? That's what the topic is today. The topic is wheel spin isms. And what we've been seeing, see, we as Foundation of Black Americans, we are demanding tangibles for our vote. And we are extremely codified about getting tangibles for our vote. So what we're seeing now is a bunch of these politicians, especially the Democrats, running out to us, getting us to do some wheel spin isms. They're getting into wheel spinisms, meaning they just want us to spin our wheels. They keep telling us we can't get reparations, but they can do this. Well, we're going to give some attention to prison reform, the Green New Deal, because niggas breathe air. We're going to give some money to some student loan forgiveness, because y'all niggas be having college debt. So it's a lot of this wheel spinism and trying to get us to spin our wheels to focus on other stuff and not give us tangibles. That's what the whole game is about. And while we're talking about reparations, they're trying to redefine what reparations are. Out in Rhode Island, because as you know, we have a reparations committee out here in California that we've been locked on making sure they do the right thing. We're making sure the Reparations Commission is on top of their game and they're doing what we're telling them that we need them to do, which is to make the reparations lineage-based only for foundational Black Americans. Anything other than lineage-based reparations for slavery in America for foundational Black Americans is not reparations whatsoever. So what? Somebody said Roland was talking greasy. When was Roland going in? What did Roland say? All right. I get on Roland later. Somebody, when was Roland talking crazy? Were Were they on Roland's show talking crazy? Y'all let me know what's going on. A lot of these Democratic shills, I really don't pay too much attention to what they're talking about and babbling about. But I do see some of the policies that they tried to push, and we have to look out for these policies because it's trick bag stuff. Now, Rhode Island, they had this fake reparations committee bill that they're trying to put together. Let me show y'all this. This is from Rhode Island. This is a lady named Amy Russo. She's a journalist out there in Rhode Island. So Rhode Island has a reparations commission. And look at how it words everything. The commission says reparations will apply to people who are of African heritage, indigenous, or in qualified census tracts. What the hell is that? Here are the commission's definitions of those groups. See, this is why the language is very important. All right. Indigenous people. People who are part of social and cultural groups that share collective ancestral ties before the European settlement of Providence and Rhode Island, including the natural resources where they live, occupy, or from which they have been displaced. Okay, that means $5 Indians, white people, all right? That means those $5 Indians who are really white people, fake Indians, all right? That's what that means. See how they're latching on everybody to the reparations claim? They're all lives mattering the reparations. Second, look, African heritage people, an ethnic group consisting of people with partial or total ancestry. Notice that word, partial. That means what, 1%, 2%? Originating from sub-Saharan Africa. Family, that's everybody. If you have partial ancestry going to sub-Saharan Africa, everybody has that. Everybody has that. That's literally everybody. Then it goes on to say, today, the city's African heritage residents include African Americans, African from the continent, biracial, Afro-Latino, Cape Verdean, and Afro-Caribbean. This ain't reparations. This is another jive-ass affirmative action program. All right? Now, look at this. Qualified census tracts and neighborhoods. Under the final U.S. Treasury ARPA rule, recipients were allowed to presume that families residing in QCTs or receiving services provided by tribal governments were disproportionately impacted by the pandemic. So this sounds like just poor white people. So they're just coming on out with it. This sounds like a code word for poor white people. This is all lives matter with the reparations, family. This is why you always make the stuff lineage-based. You got to make it lineage-based for foundational Black Americans. I told y'all, I told people, when you sit up and try to make it race-based, that's going to include the Afro-Latinos. And what's an Afro-Latino? Hell, J-Lo can say she's an Afro-Latino. You understand? All Latinos have African blood in them. So all Latinos are Afro-Latinos. It's just whether or not they choose to identify with it. Now, if there's a check, they'll identify with it temporarily. This is why we have to close up the trick bag language, family. That's why we have to stop that all lives mattering of everything. That's why so many people have a problem with the term FBA, because that locks out all the BS. You can't remix that. You can't flip it. See, I told people, them trying to get the non-FBA Black people on board, that was nothing but a Trojan horse. I told y'all that was a Trojan horse. If we sat up here and said, okay, it's okay for Africans and Caribbeans to get the reparations, even though their lineage, the people in their lineage was not aggrieved by slavery, if we open that door, they're going to crowbar everybody in with it. This is why we were so hell-bent on the lineage designation out here in California. I told y'all they were going to crowbar everybody. They got Cape Verdean. That's Amber Rose, who, remember, Amber Rose sat up here talking about, oh, I ain't black now. Oh, I ain't black. I'm going to find that clip of Amber Rose saying that. Hold on 1 second. That's what, that Cape Verdean stuff. They go out of their way to say they ain't black. Hold on. Let me find that. Real quick while I'm doing my thing. Hold on. Let me find that. She was on a hot. Here it is right here. Hold on. Right here. Don't ever forget this. This is your Cape Verdean representation right here. Don't ever forget this right here. Do not ever forget this. Hold on. All right. So never forget that. All right. Never forget that. You see what I'm saying? We can't let them trick bag up our reparations claim with all of this All Lives Matter stuff. And what they're doing now, they got all the Democratic shills running around out here trying to disparage us. And they're going to try to disparage me, because I've been very vocal about the need of black people getting tangibles for their vote. We're not going to be out here voting for nothing. We're not playing that game. And these folks are out here trying to make us spin our wheels. Then they sent Stacey Abrams out here to try to pander to black men. Did you guys see that Stacey Abrams ad? Let me play that Stacey Abrams political ad real quickly. Look at this, ladies and gentlemen. Hold on 1 second. Let me play this. Hold on. Well. Real quick, I want y'all to notice something about this commercial. It looks like Stacey Abrams is not in the room with the black men. It looks like they filmed these black men somewhere and then filmed Stacey Abrams later on by herself. But Stacey Abrams is not in the actual room with these black men. This kind of shows the disdain that she has. You understand? Black men for Stacey Abrams. And she doesn't look like she's in the room with these guys. Look at this commercial. Hold on. Okay, if y'all don't get the hell out of here, black men for Stacey Abrams, if y'all don't get out of here. Now, first, that room looked real boochified, by the way. I have to go there. But like I said, it looks like Stacey Abrams wasn't even in the room with those dudes. Looked like she didn't even bother to get around them. That's how much disdain she has for them. And she did like a fake lecture, like she was addressing them. She wasn't even in the room with those dudes. And they had Big Tigger in there. And Tigger was, people were kind of going in on him because he was kind of talking greasy about reparations and kind of disparaging FBA a little bit. And this guy identifies as Jamaican. Remember, Big Tigger is a Caribbean dude. He's anchored. He talks about, well, his mama's Jamaican, and I think he said his dad is FBA. But again, we got to watch out for these people. That's why. We have to watch out for people who have these dual allegiances. People with these dual allegiances, man, you got to watch out for them. Because when they have dual allegiances, they can't act as spokespersons for us. I talked about this the other day, how Indian tribes think the same way. Certain Native American tribes, if you are a person who has mixed ancestry, meaning that you have one parent who's a member of the tribe and a parent who's the member of another tribe, they won't allow you to be the chief of that tribe. that happened with Osceola and the Seminoles. Osceola was a very thorough Seminole warrior, but he was never a chief because his mother was Seminole and his dad was white, so he wasn't qualified. They weren't going to let him be a chief for the whole tribe because, again, if you have mixed lineage, you can rock with the tribe, but we can't have you representing the tribe as a chief because you could be compromised. That's how thorough and disciplined they were with those codes when it came to representation. They wanted people from their tribal group, full-blooded tribal members, to be the representative. Hell, just like the mafia. Just like the mafia, in order to be a made man, you got to have, I think, what, both parents got to be traced back to Sicily. You understand? So, yes, certain groups and organizations and tribes and ethnicities, you know, they understand the importance of having people who have one set allegiance to that group. That's very important, to having an allegiance to that group and not dual allegiances. Yeah? And right now, we're getting hella codified right now. And what they try to do, a lot of the tethers are out here trying to four-wall us, trying to use terms like, well, you guys are a group. You guys are a hate group. That's a lot of dry snitch fed type behavior. We've been seeing a lot of the tether dry snitching fed types trying to talk about, well, that FBA is a group, is a hate group. What they think they're doing, they think if they just keep repeating that, that's going to get the ears of like the feds or white daddy is going to come in and start prosecuting people. This is what they think. But nobody's a leader over here. Nobody's claiming to be a leader. You just can't say, hey, you're a leader and you're going to be on the hook for a crime of running a criminal organization. It doesn't work like that. There are no leaders here. This is no organization. As we know, Foundational Black American is not an organization. That's a lineage. I'm not a leader. The code is the leader. Ladies and gentlemen, the code is the leader. And you got these lie snitchers out here trying to talk all of that hate group stuff. And then they get mad when folks start calling ICE on their damn family. You see? But there is no leaders. The code is the leader. All we're doing is following logic. Like our brother Neely Fuller said, we gotta follow logic. Logic was here before the universe. And that's all we're doing. We're sitting here following the logic. We're seeing what works and what doesn't work. That's what we're doing. And when we look at how we've been representing ourselves, we're looking to see logically this isn't working. See, all we're doing is following the leadership logic. So when we look at the political landscape and see how come we're not getting anything, we're stopping and we're saying, hey, we're doing some stuff and we're not getting the right results. Logically, that's not going to work. Why should we logically keep doing the same thing, voting for these people, when all they have is immigration on the table and LGBT stuff, and that works against us? So logically, why do we keep doing that? And they come around us every 4 years and shame us and scare us into voting. Logically, that doesn't make sense. So what logically makes sense is to get something for our group, our lineage. And then when we look and see who in our group is against that, we're taking a head count. When we start talking about black people, we need to get tangibles, and then we see black people standing up saying, no, we don't. Logically, we have to look into the backgrounds of these people, right? It's all about problem solving. If you follow logic, you're going to start solving problems. And that's what we're doing. We're following logic. So we look at a black person, we have to put our thinking caps on and say, why would a black person not want reparations? What black person wouldn't want to be compensated for what happened to their ancestor? So when we look at the background of the person, we see the answer. Oh, this person is hating on reparations, who's black and who's screaming how black they are. But when we look at their background, these people are foreigners. So they're not even qualified to get reparations. Oh, so they're already getting something out of the deal, and us getting reparations will take away from what they're getting. So logically, we have to distance ourselves from people who do stuff like that, right? We're just following logic. This is critical thinking and logic. So if we have people, Candace Owens, that Puerto Rican dude in his drawers twerking, Coleman Hughes, who was on the reparations panel talking about, yeah, we shouldn't get no reparations. And then I said, wait, who is this dude? We looked in his background and found out he's Puerto Rican. He's not even qualified to get reparations. Oh, okay. So logically, we have to distance ourselves from people who want to undermine our reparations claim who kind of sort of look like us. That's the logical thing to do. There's no leader. That's just logic telling us to do that. And how do we distance ourselves? Well, we understand that we have a unique lineage other than other people. What do we call that lineage? Well, they say the term African-American. They've been using that term for the last, 30 years in mass. The term has been around. They've used it one or two times in the 1800s, but really in the 80s when Jesse Jackson and the white Democrats started really pushing that term, we started using it in the 80s. So that term is kind of an all-encompassing term. It doesn't really represent who we are as a lineage. Anybody can be African American, especially any immigrant can be African American. So we said we have to start changing the terms a little bit. And when people say, well, y'all just making up terms, African American is made up. All terms are made up. So we had to come up with another term to apply it to our lineage. Because remember, our brothers and sisters, our ancestors, our mothers and forefathers, they didn't call themselves African American. Harriet Tubman never referred to herself as an African American. Nat Turner never referred to himself as an African American. Frederick Douglass never referred to himself as an African American. You understand? This was a term that was later applied to them starting in the 80s. That term got applied to all black people in America from our lineage. That was applied later on. So now we are reapplying the term foundational black American to those ancestors because we have to be more specific because African American wasn't working. People were able to float in on African American using logic. This is just logic here. So different terms were thrown around and tested out. Nora Sheldon had descendants of slaves, which was good when it came to the reparations claim, and we could use that term on and off. But what happened was we had Strappy and Tone Tits. They got and stole that man's delineation and said, or designation, I'm sorry. They stole that and then tried to add another letter or just move the letters around and didn't give that man credit, which was very disrespectful, and then created a hashtag that I blew up for them. And they got a little shine because of me, and they started talking crazy. Well, the lineage is now a group that they're the leaders of, and they confused everybody. So everybody had to completely distance themselves from them fools. And then we had to go to the Claude Anderson school of designation, because Claude Anderson always used the term Native Black American, and Claude Anderson is my mentor. I'm a student of his. And for decades, he's always used the term Native Black Americans describing us. And that sounds cool, but there were some problems with that logically too. Some people would get confused, meaning they would say, well, you say Native Black American, are you meaning a person who's Indian and black? That would kind of confuse people sometimes. So in order to thwart the confusion, I said, instead of Native, we're foundational. We're actually foundational black Americans, because when we look at history, we are the foundation of this country. We didn't immigrate here. African American is a term that makes us comparative to immigrants. We did not immigrate here. We built the country. There was nothing to immigrate to until we built it. We built it. We are the foundation of this nation, literally. So foundational black American, logically, that term works out. I said, we need a term that can't be remixed, a term that is logically sound, a term that logically no other people can kind of glom onto. And that's why a lot of people got their panties in a bunch over the term FBA, because they can't remix it. It's a very tight term. Just like with Descendants of Slaves, they were kind of able to remix that. Well, they were like, well, hell, I'm from Trinidad, so I'm a descendant of slaves just like you. You see, they could play that game, but they can't do that with Foundational Black American. Now, they're trying to convolute some type of connection, but it's just falling flat. You see? And we made a power move by designating ourselves. And when you do stuff like that, that when you make a power move like that, people always have a problem with that. Those in the dominant society and Sambos who are used to undermining us for the dominant society. Because now we're being exclusionary. See, power comes from excluding people. See, we're told, and I was in Luther Campbell's chat the other day, and I put some of the conversation up in Luther, and some other people were, because a lot of people have been going in on him because, you know, he's not FBA. He's his family's from the Bahamas and Jamaica. And there were some other tethers in the room kind of hating on Foundational Black Americans. And one of the consensuses was, well, we're stronger together. We shouldn't break each other up. We shouldn't designate different groups of black people. We all strong together. We get together and we all strong together. I mean, that's how we can really win, if we strong together. Okay, that sounds good, but all of y'all non-FBA people, too many of you have been on your own and distancing yourselves from us as much as you can right after you get something out of us. There's been a one-sided divisiveness coming from you for the longest, and y'all know it. And the thing is, not only has there been a one-sided divided thing going on, because when y'all come over here, y'all get all the resources that we fight for and then go hoard it off somewhere in a little pocket of black society where just you kick it. I've been all over this country. I've been to New York, man. When I go to New York, boy, those Africans over there in Harlem on 125th Street, they don't mess with other black people over there. Those Africans be huddled up with each other over there. Same thing in parts of Brooklyn. The Caribbeans be huddled up with each other over there. They don't rock with no other black people. They only rock with people in their little ethnic group. They're real big on that stuff. You understand? They've been doing that, coming over here, distancing themselves from us, and then pop up and want to be our representative. No, you can't do that. You can't do that at all. You can't be our representative, and you're not from the soil. And like my sister Aki said, a lot of them were so used to crapping on us, they didn't expect us to start punching down and getting them in line and checking them. Because, see, they got that Michael Blackston thing. You remember in the movie Friday After Next? The Michael Blackston character, he went into the record store talking greasy. I can't get jiggy with this shit. I can't get jiggy with this. And then when they hemmed him up, oh, I'm just a bitch-ass nigga. I'm just a bitch-ass nigga. So they've always had, I'm just a bitch-ass nigga attitude. Please don't hurt me. I'm just a poor bitch-ass nigga. Please don't. I'm insignificant. That type of thing. When it comes to us checking them for a lot of their disrespectful behavior. And they didn't expect us to start punching down. Yeah, we everybody's gonna get checked. Because we're getting hit from all over. We're getting hit from the top, we're getting hit from the side, we're getting hit from the bottom. So yeah, we're checking everybody. Everybody's gonna get checked, ladies and gentlemen. And again, we still rock with brothers and sisters from the diaspora, but as we see, we're not going to let people from the diaspora be used as tools and weapons against us. We can't let you be used against us. That's disrespectful from you, and it would be disrespectful to our ancestral lineage for allowing it to happen. You understand? But don't sit here. Don't let these people try to shame you with all of that xenophobic talk, because we are gatekeeping our culture as we should have been a long time ago. We're gatekeeping like heavy. Because other people come over here, we look out for them, we make sure they're good, we take care of them. We make sure they are all right. Now, when other people come over here, let's keep it a buck, man. Other people come over here, we don't hurt them. We don't harm people. But when we go over there, people still talking that Pan-Africanist stuff. Man, do y'all know the stuff that goes on with black folks who go over there and try to live? Black folks be getting killed and robbed over there, man. Let's keep it a buck. Somebody, Mouthy Megan sent that. She put this up today. Shout out to Mouthy Meg. Let me play this clip. This is over in Gambia. There's a FBA couple who moved over there trying to be Pan-Africanist. And this is them over there in Gambia right now. This is your Pan-Africanism right here, ladies and gentlemen. They went over there to Gambia and they done got robbed twice. This is their second time being robbed over there in Gambia. Hold on. Listen to this. Hold on. Hold on. Let me get this thing right. Hold on. Let me get it right. Come on. I want all this music playing. Hold on. Wait. Hold on. Hold on.
How they got into the house.
They broke a hole
they
in the
broke
back
into
wall.
A hole into the back wall. They must have, how would they even know we would be gone for a long
time? They watched
time?
Us again.
This is ridiculous. And look at this mess.
They broke this. Oh, all they took the faucet? What?
All the water is.
Look at this. They broke the hole. I've got to find out how to fix this now.
Did they take your solar panels from this house?
Oh, no.
Your batteries?
Oh, no.
A rat could come in this big old hole. Oh my god. Oh my god. This is crazy. Oh my goodness gracious. Look at this rug. They broke the water pipe. So now we don't even have. Oh, Father God. Oh my goodness gracious.
All right, but as you okay, there you go, right there, ladies and gentlemen. That's your Pan-Africanism right there, family. All right, that's your Pan-Africanism right there. That brother need to clip his damn toenails, though. That brother toenails was a beast. Lord, that brother need a nail file. My God, family. Dude, this is what I'm talking about, boy. And let me tell you something. The black folks go over there and you get robbed multiple times. But they don't be robbing the white folks. You know, I don't see white people homes get robbed over there. When white people are living over there, I don't see white people in no parts of Africa getting robbed. How you go? The FBA couple get over there and they get robbed repeatedly. They're not robbing white people over there. Let's keep it a buck. You don't ever see white people or videos of white people talking about, yeah, I'm in Africa and I got robbed, dude. They protect them white people over there. Not only do they not rob them, they protect them. We go over there and we get hit up. They drive a tractor and a camel through our apartment and steal everything. They don't rob no white folks. Man, please. That's Pan-Africanism right there. Let's keep it a buck. Let's keep it a buck, guys. Let's keep it a buck. In fact, speaking of white people, when white people go over there, they roll the red carpet out for the white people. Hold on, y'all see this commercial? This ad over here, I put this on my social media. This is a commercial over there in the motherland for skin bleaching products. Look at this. This is Pan-Africanism right here. Yes, we're going in today, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pan-Africanism right here. Hold on. All right. That's your Pan-Africanism. That's your Pan-African. Look at that. They're looking like Jesus is walking down the street.
The Snow White Set from Hushed cleanses, nurtures, and moisturizes your skin for long-lasting beauty. Hushed, let your skin...
Okay, that's a real commercial from over there, family. That's your Pan-Africanism right there. That's your Pan-Africanism right there, see? Yeah, I'm not going to sell y'all no BS. People running around here trying to sell you Pan-Africanism right now, man. Again, we're using logic. We're using logic right now. when something don't work, why keep doing it? Why keep trying to promote an ideology that just doesn't work? Not only does it work, does it not work, it's dangerous for you. You know, Pan-Africanism, man, it's always been one-sided. They got to get it together over there. They got to get codified. It's too much white worship over there. And my God, understand, when they get over here with that white worship, when they come here with that white worship, we see stuff like this here. This woman right here is actually Nigerian and Jamaican. This woman is Nigerian and Jamaican, and her husband be on TikTok doing all of this performative slave play stuff. So this is her and her husband right here. This woman right here is on a... let me turn the volume down. But yeah, this is like some plantation play stuff that they're doing. They get with these zaddies, and it's always some real perverted, overly sexual, performative, gutter type of sexual behavior. Come on, are these people gonna fight white supremacy, man? This is why we have to designate ourselves and differentiate who we are. These people ain't gonna fight no white supremacy, man. Just keep it a buck. Let's stop playing. Logically, we just gotta keep it real. Many of them ain't gonna. Now, you do have some rioters, but come on. When you have people running down the street with skin bleach, and they're looking in awe of somebody with skin bleach, and then they come over here and find them a zaddy and start twerking and making TikTok videos, are these people really gonna rock with us? No, they're not, man. Let's keep it a buck. Don't let nobody shame you from designating your own lineage, which is what you should do, because that's what they do. Everybody's supposed to be proud of their lineage except us. And I say, what the hell does everybody else have to be proud of? They try to shame us. Hell, we're the only people who got a lineage that we're supposed to be proud of, because we invented damn near everything. Are we under the system of white supremacy? Of course, we're under a global system of white supremacy. But nobody can come around us talking about no culture. They have no culture. That's why they fled. We are the only people that has a consistent culture. And our culture is being spread and utilized all around the world. We've created damn near everything. If you look in your house, you can see something that a foundational Black American created. A lot of these people are one-hit wonders. When you ask somebody, what did you do? Well, in 1804, we had the Haitian Revolution. That's the whoop, there it is, of your history. That's one-hit wonderisms. No disrespect, but if you got to go back 200 years, that means you are a one-hit wonder who couldn't repeat what you did. Foundation of Black Americans, we're always coming up with new things, innovative cultures, new inventions, new styles, new foods, everything. You dig? You look in your house, there's something in that house that an FBA created. Hell, if you go down the street, if you see a traffic light, that's FBA. You play golf, a golf tee, that's FBA. People got gas masks, that's FBA. You use shaving cream, that's FBA. The same brother who created the Garrick Morgan, he created shaving cream too. Did y'all know that? No. No, he didn't. He created hair relaxer, the hair chemicals. George Washington Carver created shaving cream too, among many things. Many of our great Black inventors, the white supremacists only talk about one or two things they built. Many of them built and created multiple things. You understand? You look around your crib, almost everything in there is something that we created. Ladies, where you at? Ladies, if you have on a maxi pad or a tampon right now, thank a foundational Black American woman for that. Mary Kinner is a foundational Black American woman out of North Carolina. She created the sanitary belt, which was basically the maxi pad, the sanitary napkin that women use right now. Because back in the day, women would just stick rags and stuff in their vajayjay when they went through that cycle. That sister created the modern sanitary napkin that our good sisters know and love today. Family, I'm saying everything you look at, we've created damn near. The refrigerator, the modern refrigerator, refrigerated trucks, the modern toilet, doorknobs. Look it up. There's a foundational Black American who created doorknobs. All the simple stuff in your house, man. We got to keep it real about the culture here. We don't need to get with anybody. This whole thing is that we need to get down with everybody and have this big old black kumbaya. No, we don't. In fact, foundational black Americans are stronger when we cut the fat and trim off all of these people that we don't need around. We're actually stronger when we're just focused on us, when we get away from all of these damn people. That's where we get our strength, because we get around a bunch of people who are off code. They are useless. It ain't about how many people you get, man. You can get more stuff done with a small group of people who's codified. Getting with a bunch of off-code niggas don't mean nothing. Don't let people think just because there's a large group of people, you're going to get some stuff done. How many of those people are on code with each other? That's what matters. The number of people who are on code. Understand, the Seminole War, the black Seminoles who were fighting down in Florida, it was very few of them. It was a very small number of them, but they were very effective because they were on code and the U.S. government could not beat them. They beat thousands of U.S. government, U.S. Army troops. They killed thousands of them, killed thousands of white people down in Florida, burned down dozens of plantations, and freed hundreds of people. These are small group of black people who were just on code. Just a small group of people on code. A small group of people on code will always be more dominant than a whole bunch of off-code people. We don't need off-code people, family. I don't want no big-ass ten of niggas. I don't want to be around this. Do we need a bunch of this? What am I going to do with this? A bunch of these. Give me 1,000 of these. What am I going to do? Hell, give me 1,000,000 of them. If you give me 1,000,000 one of these bedwinches, what am I going to do with that? What are you going to do with this? But have her slit your throat for Zaddy. Man, please. I'm cool. We don't need that at all, ladies and gentlemen. Foundational Black Americans, when we got on code with each other, even in the Civil Rights Movement, we got stuff done because that was almost primarily foundational black Americans. You had one or two Stokely Carmichaels because there were not a lot of immigrants over here at the time. That was a primarily foundational black American movement because there weren't immigrants over here like that. See all the stuff we got done in the 60s? That's why it's been so hard to repeat that. You see, because we got all of these off-code people that have flooded us who ain't really trying to ride like that. Oh, man, when we look to each other, that's all we need. That's all we need to get stuff done, ladies and gentlemen. And we don't need to let people shame us into all of that wheel spinisms, like these Democratic shills. You dig? Like your boy right here. Roly-poly. I'm going to get on his little bullshit outfit in a minute, but Roland goes out here, and he was on Luke's thing the other day doing all of that wheel spinisms, trying to shame us into voting. Well, we're telling the Democrats, hey, man, we're going to need something. We're going to need tangibles. But listen, if you want tangibles, who you talk to? Have you talked to Congress? Now, if you want something, what you're going to have to do, you're going to have to form a super PAC, then set up a meeting with the Congressional Black Caucus, and then you're going to have to set up a meeting with Kamala Harris, and I can facilitate that if you want me to, but y'all acting dumb. But then what you're going to have to do is form a super duper PAC, and then you're going to have a plebiscite, and then you're going to have to write a document and then write a request for an executive order, and then you're going to have to take that to the census office, then fill that out, and then wait in the mail, put it in the mail and wait 3 months, it's going to come back certified, and then you're going to have another meeting with Biden's assistant. That's wheel spinisms. They tell us all of this stuff. We got to jump through hoops. How come the Asians didn't have to do all the plebiscites? Y'all gave all types of money to Asians. They didn't do none of that. How come the Hispanics didn't have to do that? They're not even citizens. They didn't have to go through plebiscites and certified letters and super PACs. Y'all just gave them money. How come the Afghans didn't have to do all that? How come the Ukrainians didn't have to do all that for you to give them billions of dollars? Only when it comes to us, what you got to do, you got to go to the voting poll on Monday at 2 o'clock, then the post office, and then you got to take a picture and get a certified letter from a lawyer, and then you got to go down to Sheila Jackson Lee's office only on Wednesday between 4 and 4:30, leap year. Man, get the hell out of here. We ain't doing all of that wheel spinisms. That's just having us spin our wheels and make us think that if we do all this jumping around, something is going to happen. These people are already in office. They're watching us get gunned down. They're not doing anything about these white supremacists. They're not doing anything about these corrupt officers. They're not doing anything about giving us no damn tangibles. All of these killings and all of this deprivation is coming out of these Democratic-run cities. And what they do, they send Roland's chicken pot pie eating ass out here to shame us into voting for nothing by having us spin our wheels, trying to make it seem like we're just so stupid and dumb, we just don't know how to get it. We got to listen to him. See, y'all dumb. Y'all be acting dumb. See, if you want something, see, I went to college, I'm in the boule. See, if y'all listen to me, I'm going to tell you how to get something. Well, shut your fat ass up, man. And this is him mad at me right here, because everybody was clowning his outfit, and he always take his anger out on me. Everybody was clowning this outfit. He was like, yeah, I'm representing black-owned companies. Tariq can go to hell. Roland hates my guts. Nigga, I didn't tell you to put on this Girl Scout outfit. You looking like a Girl Scout den mother. I didn't tell you to put this bullshit outfit on, Roland. You mad at me for? How you mad at me? Everybody was clowning your outfit. You going to take it out on me. You up here dressed like a background dancer for the Beyonce Formation Tour. I didn't tell you to dress in this outfit, dude. The hell you mad at me for, Roland? With your little old mosquito-bitten legs. You need to put some cortisone on them damn legs. Looking like a damn New Orleans Saint helmet. Nobody tell you to dress like that. What is that? What's that? Those letters stand for? Appetite, fire, appetite? What? What fraternity are you in? He's an appetite for appetite. Them ugly ass boots. Nigga got on some ski boots with kitten heels on them. If you don't stop, Roland, stop it. And Roland always trying to insult us using those old played out 90s insults. Roland is so stuck in the damn 90s, all of them old school 90s put downs. Y'all act like Boo Boo the Fool. Y'all stuck on stupid. Y'all need to stop faking the funk. Talk to the hand because the ears ain't listening. Man, if you don't sit your salmon smelling ass down, man, please. But anyway, man, this whole thing about wheel spinisms, we ain't going out like that, man. They're going to have to come through with the tangibles. We're not playing no games. They're going to have to come through with them damn tangibles, ladies and gentlemen. We are not playing with these people. Anyway, man, let me get up out of here, man. Yeah, look at how he's standing out there with his toe out. He out here trying to get some Bucci Cat action going on with some damn Lane Bryant Capri shorts on. What the hell does Roland be wearing, man? Lord. Anyway, let me get out of here. Y'all, that's been it. I'm going to keep everybody posted on what's going on with the rally. We're still working on that, getting that together. I think I'm going to be in D.C. next week. We're going to kind of have to do a walkthrough to kind of get all of the logistics of everything. So we're getting that together. But anyway, man, go to officialfba.com. Get my book, Foundational Black American Race Baiter. Go to hiddencolorsfilms.com. Go to buckbreakingmovie.com, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, man, y'all have a great evening. I'll talk to you guys later on. Papi Akute and Lila Vuve to the family.